Our readings are starting from last Sunday and this Sunday too, particularly the Gospels. They invite us to reflect about Jesus as our shepherd, as the one who guides us. And when I think about the image of a shepherd, it's something that I shared a few weeks ago as well. I think about my uncle sometimes. He is a shepherd in his own way. He owns a farm. He has animals in the farm. He has a bunch of goats, sheep, chickens. And growing up, during my holiday, my holiday vacation actually, in high school, my mom will always ask me to go and help my uncle in the farm. So I'll spend a week with him, helping him out. And he had a very regimented way of life at the farm. You have to wake up in the morning, milk the goats, and you do that manually. So you don't use machine. You have to do that with your hands. And for those who have milked goats, you know that it can be quite an adventure to do that. You milk the goats, you take the milk to the kitchen, because he makes cheese using the goat's milk. And then once you're done with that, you have a quick breakfast, and then you have to take the animals outside the farm in search of pasture. You spend a few hours with the animal eating grass outside, and then once the animals are well fed, you have to take them to the nearby river so that they can drink water. And once they have drunk to their fill, then you have to take them back to the farm. And as you do that, my uncle will always be at the gate. As the animals, they come in, he is counting, making sure that all of them, they are back. If for one reason or the other, there is an animal that is limping, you know, he notices that, and then he will separate that animal to check it later. I used to do that maybe once a week for the entire year. He does that for a living. He does that for a living. And when you think about it, his life is pretty much intertwined with the life of the animals. He's very close, very connected with his animals. Today we hear Jesus saying that his sheep, they know his voice. Him as the shepherd is known by the sheep. Jesus is talking about that sense of intimacy, that sense of connection that he has with us. He is our shepherd. And he is a shepherd that is involved in the life of the sheep. He does not lead from a distance. He journeys with each one of us. He is part and parcel of our lives. That's the kind of a shepherd we have in Jesus. a shepherd that is involved in our lives. When times are exciting, he is there with us. When we go through challenges, when we go through struggles, he is there to journey with us. And to me, knowing that is very assuring. I find it to be very encouraging. Because oftentimes when we go through struggles, we tend to forget that God does not leave us alone. That even in the darkest moments of our lives, God is always there with us. So today I invite you to always carry that in your heart. Know that in Jesus, we do have a shepherd that is part and parcel of our lives. In Jesus, we have a shepherd that is involved in our lives so that he can give us eternal life. He can give us the inner peace that we're in search of. He journeys with us. He always walks with us.